William Spears Bruce was born in 1867 when Queen Victoria was on the throne and the sun did not set on the British Empire. He was 28 when scientific societies throughout the world were urged to promote the cause of Antarctic exploration, and he supported that call. He died aged 54 in 1921, just after the First World War, one of the great polar explorers of the heroic age. His story has been neglected. In our estimation, Bruce has had at least as great an impact on polar science and diplomacy as any of the other greats of that period. Scotland is not a dependent country, but an individual nation working hand in hand on at least an equal footing with her partners in the Great British Federation. An unexpected declaration from a man born and brought up in England, but one that has resonance today, and one that he felt passionately until his dying day. This Scottish nationalism and his other passion, natural science, dominated his thoughts and actions. A driven man then, not an easygoing character, one that a friend and admirer, William Gordon Byrne Murdoch, said could be as prickly as the Scottish thistle itself. He was a poor communicator and a man of reticence, with a deep reserve that was difficult to penetrate. No man and certainly no woman ever crossed that barrier. Indeed, today, his reserve, his single-minded focus, his apparent difficulty in sharing and communicating with others might suggest that he could be considered as being on the autistic spectrum.